Welcome to Child Sense. I'm Jeff Fink.
And I'm John Halpern.
And today we're going to talk about transitions to summer.
You know, the end of the school year brings on a lot of excitement. Kids are excited, teachers are excited, parents are sort of excited, and the idea of having that excitement sometimes brings on a puzzle at the end of the school year. We find that some kids are feeling kind of anxious and even a little bit worried about going to summer, and people are kind of confused about why is that? You know, we've all grown up having summer vacations. You remember yours, Jeff?
I remember mine very well, and I was surprised that not all my students were excited about summer, and many felt some anxiety, because for me, I was really excited for summer vacation. And I played Little League Baseball, and I swam, and I rode my bike, and I had lots of time just for the things that I loved to do. So for me, summer was a very exciting time.
And I remember that too. I was also very excited about summer. I would go to camp in the summer, or I would work at camps in the summer, and just the freedom. I have this wonderful memory of how excited I was about summer vacation, how I would think all students would be. But we're finding that that's not necessarily the case. And parents and teachers noticing that there's a lot more emotion that seems to emerge at the end of the school year are all thinking that it's about summer excitement and finishing a school year. And while some of that is true for many kids, for other kids, sometimes what they're experiencing is anxiety and grief.
So this month in our podcast, we want to talk about why some students have some anxiety as summer approaches and what we can do about it.
Now, kids have some anxiety because the end of the school year brings on a change in structure. School year is pretty structured for most kids, and as much as they might complain about it, I think a lot of kids really do like the routine of when they have to get up and what they have to do during the day, and then when they go to bed. And with all of that open in the summer, for some kids, that brings on some uncertainty. Now, of course, really little kids haven't been alive that long to be able to predict how summer and school year are going to be different, but they know there is a big difference coming. Kids are also kind of grieving the end of the school year. They're going to leave their teachers. They're going to leave their classroom. They're going to leave or at least change their friend relationships. And for many kids, as we start talking about the excitement of starting the next grade up, it presents it to many kids as the unfamiliar changes cause uncertainty, and again, for many, a sense of grief.
As I said earlier, for me, summer was a great time. I had lots of fun. But for many, it's a myth that summer is a time for fun, that I had plenty of opportunities to explore and to be free, to go swimming, to play baseball, to see friends. But for many kids, they don't have those same opportunities. And even if they do have those same opportunities, they may not like them. They may not be activities that they want to participate in.
Yeah, summer can be filled with things that give some kids enjoyment, like camp or bike riding or being outside. But there's a lot of kids that don't like going to camps or are scared of it or being outside or even bugs. For some kids, the idea of being outside with is not a comfortable thought.
Also, school is a very safe place for most kids, and being at home isn't always that way.
Yeah, kids can predict that they know when they go to school what's going to be happening there, and it's going to feel safe. But for many kids, it's hard to predict what's it going to be like at home. What's it going to be like with parents? What's it going to be like with their siblings? What's the neighborhood going to be like? Are they going to be safe? Are they going to be bored? Are they going to be asked to do stuff they don't want to do?
Mm-hmm. So what can parents do to help their kids with this transition? A lot of parents feel that in order to help, they need to structure their child's whole day, from going to camp to music lessons to art lessons. And we're not suggesting that. The kids still need to know how to use their own time and find creative ways to spend their time.
It's also important for the adults in kids' lives, kids who are maybe a little anxious about the transition at the end of the school year, to validate those feelings and even model some of their own feelings. Teachers especially can say, you know, I'm really sad that our year is going to be over. We had lots of good memories, and I'll remember you all next year and still see you, but there's something that is a little sad about having to say goodbye. So modeling and validating those feelings.
So once the school year ends, for many, it's kind of free time, and kids stay up late and they get up when they want to. We'd suggest providing structure in your kid's life by continuing to set a bedtime similar to the school year and have your child wake up at a similar time to provide that kind of structure. Gradually, as the summer goes along, you can begin to vary or modify your summer structure to be a little bit looser.
And even before the school year ends or as the summer is beginning, talk about some things that you can do as a family over the summer. Talk together with your kids about ideas of what you'd like to do or what they'd like to do, so that you're forming sort of your own little summer community, even if people are going to be really busy and there's not a lot of time to keep connected to your kids throughout the summer. Talking about how you can do that.
Making sure you provide predictability in your family by having certain things that they can look forward to every week. It might involve a Sunday picnic together or a dinner once a week where you all sit down, but something that they can look forward to and count on in their summer life.
That's right, Jeff. We know as classroom teachers, having routines and procedures that kids are following on a regular basis gives a big sense of comfort in classroom, whether it's a classroom schedule or however your day goes. And for families to replicate that in the summer when they can be really beneficial to helping them adjust to summer.
Another idea for life events is to create closure. In school, the teacher can have a party with acknowledging that they have met a milestone in their life by completing another grade and putting some closure on the year. For parents, you can celebrate the same thing at home, that they're a year older and going into a new grade. Again, providing some closure for this transition in life.
So you're saying families could have like a special dinner or a special celebration with the whole family to commemorate moving from ending one year and getting ready for the next year. Could be a really positive, happy time to experience while some kids are still going through some trepidation about the change. So the school year ends, kids have lots of reactions to it, parents have lots of reactions to it, teachers have lots of reactions to it. We hope this podcast has been helpful in recognizing that the reactions that kids have for the end of the school year can vary a tremendous amount, and to recognize that there's some uncomfortable feelings about ending a school year. And there's some things as parents and teachers we can do to help kids cope and to help kids feel as comfortable as they can and to start getting ready for the next school year.
We'd like to thank you for listening to Child Sense. And we wish your children a enjoyable end of the school year and a relaxed, comfortable, secure, happy summer. Oh, and we wish the same for you, too.
John and Jeff offer presentations on a number of topics related to working with children. Their entertaining style makes for a memorable learning environment where content is retained for the future use of the participants. Please contact John and Jeff at ChildSense for more information.
ChildSense.